Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India and European Union sign historic trade deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen hail the agreement as mother of all deals. Pacts signed in the fields of trade, security, defence, mobility and clean hydrogen, among others. India Energy Week 2026 begins in South Goa. Prime Minister says the platform has rapidly emerged as a global forum for dialogue and action in the energy sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chairs all-party meeting in New Delhi ahead of budget session of Parliament. New Delhi rejects Pakistan's false narrative on Operation Sindoor at UN, reiterates Islamabad has no locus standi on Jammu and Kashmir. And in Under-19 Cricket World Cup, Super 6 clash underway between India and hosts Zimbabwe at Bulawayo. India and the European Union have finalized a historic free trade agreement. The agreement was signed after a delegation-level talk between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council Antonio Costa and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. India and the European Union exchanged 7 agreements, including in the fields of trade, security, defence partnership, mobility, disaster risk management and green hydrogen. Prime Minister Modi and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen have hailed the agreement as the mother of all deals. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said India and the European Union relations have strengthened and their ties have reached new heights. He said this is not just a trade agreement, but a new blueprint for shared prosperity.
आज एक और ऐतिहासिक अवसर है जब विश्व की दो सबसे बड़ी लोकतांत्रिक शक्तियां अपने संबंधों में एक निर्णायक अध्याय जोड़ रही है। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में भारत और यूरोपियन यूनियन के संबंधों में उल्लेखनीय प्रगति हुई है। साझा लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों, आर्थिक सिनर्जी और मजबूत पीपल टू पीपल टाइज के आधार पर हमारी साझेदारी नई ऊंचाइयों तक पहुंच रही है।
The Prime Minister said India today inked its biggest free trade deal with the 27-nation European Union. He said this will boost investment, form new innovation partnerships and strengthen supply chains at the global level.
आज भारत ने अपने इतिहास का अब तक का सबसे बड़ा फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न किया है आज 27 तारीख है ये सुखद संयोग है कि आज ही के दिन यूरोपियन यूनियन के 27 देशों के साथ भारत ये एफटीए कर रहा है ऐतिहासिक समझौता हमारे किसानों हमारे छोटे उद्योगों इसके यूरोपियन मार्केट तक पहुंच आसान बनाएगा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और हमारे सर्विसेज सेक्टर के बीच सहयोग को और प्रबल करेगा
Speaking after the conclusion of the Free Trade Agreement FTA, President of European Council Antonio Costa termed the signing of the FTA as a historic moment. He said both the European Union and India are starting a new chapter. He said EU and India must work together towards shared prosperity and security.
Today is a historic moment. We are opening a new chapter in our relations on trade, on security, on people-to-people ties. I'm the president of the European Council, but I'm also an overseas Indian citizen.
Speaking on the occasion, Ursula von der Leyen thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the exceptional hospitality. She said it was an honour to be the chief guest at the Republic Day parade. She said India has risen and Europe is truly glad about it. She said when India succeeds, the world is more stable, prosperous and secure.
India has risen, and Europe is truly glad about it. Because when India succeeds, the world is more stable, more prosperous, and more secure. And we all benefit. Prime Minister Modi, dear friend, 1 year ago, the full College of Commissioners came to India. You mentioned it. And this is also a very special memory for me. It showed the seriousness of our intent and the strength of our commitment. Today, we reap the fruits of that commitment with our historic summit.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today reaffirmed the country's growing partnership with the European Union. The Defence Minister held a meeting with a delegation of the European Union in New Delhi today. He said the partnership brings both sides together in a globally complex environment to develop defence cooperation. The Defence Minister also emphasised on the country's commitment to global peace and security.
In the reaffirmation of our commitment to global peace and security, acknowledging the shared principles of democracy, equality, federalism, and rule of law, supports India's growing partnership with the European Union. Together, we seek to translate these shared values into practical cooperation for global security, sustainable growth, and inclusive prosperity.
European Commission's Vice President Kaja Kallas termed the signing of the Security and Defence Partnership as a milestone, saying that it will strengthen defence cooperation between the two sides. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated virtually the India Energy Week 2026 being held in South Goa. Speaking on the occasion, he said, India is a land of opportunities for the energy sector and it is among the top five exporters of petroleum products globally. He said, India Energy Week has rapidly emerged as a global platform for dialogue and action in the energy sector.
साथियों इंडिया एनर्जी वीक बहुत ही कम समय में डायलॉग और एक्शन का एक ग्लोबल प्लेटफॉर्म बनकर उभरा है आज एनर्जी सेक्टर के लिए भारत बहुत बड़े अवसरों की धरती है भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है यानी हमारे यहाँ एनर्जी प्रोडक्ट्स की डिमांड लगातार बढ़ रही है इसके अलावा भारत दुनिया की डिमांड पूरी करने के लिए भी बेहतरीन अवसर उपलब्ध करता है आज हम दुनिया में पेट्रोलियम प्रोडक्ट्स के टॉप फाइव एक्सपोर्टर्स में से एक हैं दुनिया के 150 से ज्यादा देशों तक हमारी एक्सपोर्ट कवरेज है
The Prime Minister said India currently holds the second position in the world in terms of refining capacity and will soon be number one in the world. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament is underway at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is chairing the meeting. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan are present in the meeting. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh, DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva, Trinamool Congress leader Sagarika Ghosh, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav are also present. The budget session of Parliament will begin from tomorrow and it will continue till the 2nd of April. India today hit back at Pakistan in the United Nations, rejecting its false narrative on Operation Sindoor. It asserted that Islamabad has no locus standi to comment on internal matters of India, particularly on the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a strongly worded response at the United Nations Security Council, India's permanent representative to the United Nations, P. Harish, asserted that it is not normal to tolerate Pakistan's continued use of terrorism as an instrument of state policy.
India's actions were measured, non-escalatory and responsible, and focused on dismantling the terrorist infrastructure and disabling terrorists. The destruction caused to multiple Pakistani air bases by the Indian operation, including images of destroyed runways and burnt-out hangars, are in the public domain. We have heard talk from the representative of Pakistan about the new normal, Let me reiterate again that terrorism can never be normalized as Pakistan wishes to do. It is not normal to tolerate Pakistan's continued use of terrorism as an instrument of state policy. This hallowed chamber cannot become a forum for Pakistan to legitimize terrorism.
Mr. Harish was responding to remarks made by Pakistan's ambassador, Asim Iftikhar Ahmed, during the Security Council's open debate on reaffirming international rule of law, pathways to reinvigorating peace, justice and multilateralism. Speaking in another high-level open debate, Mr. Harish called for urgent reform of the UN Security Council, warning that mounting global challenges are straining the credibility and effectiveness of the world body. Speaking on the occasion, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that in many parts of the world, the rule of law is being replaced by what he described as the law of the jungle. He said it was imperative to reform the Security Council without delay. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has played a vital role in strengthening the nation's security framework by developing advanced technologies. Addressing the felicitation ceremony of DRDO scientists in New Delhi, the minister stressed that in today's dynamic world, where technology keeps evolving, there is a need for a collaborative ecosystem among PSUs, industry and academia to reinforce the country's defence ecosystem. In West Bengal, the death toll in the devastating fire at a warehouse in Nazirabad, South 24 Parganas district, has risen to 8. Several people are still reported missing. Firemen are still battling with persistent pocket fires to prevent further escalation. Union Minister of State and former BJP State President Dr. Sukanto Mojumdar has accused the state government of negligence and the loss of innocent lives. In Kerala, two MLAs of the opposition United Democratic Front held a protest in front of the Kerala Assembly today, demanding the resignation of the Devaswam minister over the Shabrimala gold heist case. Leader of opposition V.D. Satheeshan alleged interference by the chief minister's office in the functioning of the Special Investigation Team, SIT, probing the case. Terming the issue as a serious breach of institutional integrity, he announced that the opposition would intensify its protest. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan dismissed the protest as misplaced, arguing that the agitation was not effectively against the government but amounted to a challenge to the High Court itself. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally down during the afternoon session today. The Sensex dipped 95 points to 81,443, while the Nifty slipped 29 points to 25,020 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, selling pressure was seen in media, auto and realty, while metal, commodities and PSU banks were trading with gains. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana and Punjab for the next 2 days. IMD also said thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are expected over Uttarakhand, Bihar and East Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions are likely to prevail in parts of Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh tomorrow. Meanwhile, Delhi and the National Capital Region experienced moderate rainfall during forenoon hours today. In the men's under-19 cricket World Cup, India were 101 for 3 in 11 overs against host Zimbabwe in the Super 6 stage match in Bulawayo when reports last came in. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and chose to bowl first. The Zimbabwe under-19 side entered the Super 6 after a challenging group stage, recording 2 losses and 1 no result. On the other hand, India under-19 remained unbeaten in the tournament, securing victories over the US, Bangladesh and New Zealand during the group stage. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and the European Union sign historic trade deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen hailed the agreement as the mother of all deals. Pacts signed in the fields of trade, security, defence, mobility and clean hydrogen, among others. India Energy Week 2026 begins in South Goa. Prime Minister says platform has rapidly emerged as a global forum for dialogue and action in the energy sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chairs all-party meeting in New Delhi ahead of budget session of Parliament. New Delhi rejects Pakistan's false narrative on Operation Sindoor at the UN, reiterates Islamabad has no locus standi on Jammu and Kashmir. And in Under-19 Cricket World Cup, Super 6 clash underway between India and host Zimbabwe at Bulawayo. With that, we end the midday news.